Even the head of the Illinois State Rifle Association thinks Congress will do something on gun control after this week's mass shootings. He just thinks they'll go too far.
That's one of the problems, and that's one of the things that firearm owners fear.
That's Richard Pearson. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, August 6th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the head of the Illinois State Rifle Association, who says it's likely Congress will take some action to restrict gun access in the wake of two more mass shootings in the U.S. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
Executive Director Richard Pearson says he understands there's going to be fervor in this country to do something. He says the backdrop of a presidential election will only up the rhetoric to enact gun control.
You got an election coming up, and you got a bunch of candidates that want to make political hay, and about half of them are senators, so you've got a situation that could go bad very quickly.
President Trump has called for stronger background checks and red flag laws that could identify someone who might be more likely to turn to gun violence. Pearson says Illinois' background checks go far enough.
Illinois is really ahead of the game as far as what the president is asking for. There are many states who don't do mental health background checks, a couple of them being Texas and Ohio.
Those states actually do mental health background checks, but Illinois does not recognize concealed carry permits from Ohio and most other states because of differing standards. Ohio is one of four states that doesn't report its mental health records to a national database. Illinois does accept concealed carry licenses from Texas and three other states, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Virginia. Pearson says he accepts the need for mental health checks for buying a firearm. He worries about the gray area that the government or an adversary could exploit to keep someone from getting a gun.
You always have somebody, some bureaucrat someplace that wants to overreach. They're always doing that. And so I'm not sure you can ever cure them, but that's one of the problems, and that's one of the things that firearm owners fear.
Pearson says states should be more proactive in addressing the mental health problem rather than making it a gun issue.
Mental health funding has suffered in Illinois for 20 years. And in most other states, because it's an easy thing to sweep under the rug. And so you wind up with people sleeping out on the street. You know, many of these homeless people are really mental health patients.
The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence gives Illinois a B-plus on gun laws, noting Illinois has one of the highest rates of crime guns coming from other states. Ohio got a D, Texas an F. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Parents at Glenn Elementary School are looking for answers and reassurance from Unit 5 as the investigation continues into a teacher, Jonathan Hovey, who's accused of molesting two first graders. Glenn's principal emailed parents yesterday with resources and guidance on how to talk to their children about what happened. A second defendant in the Coliseum fraud case has pleaded guilty and has been sentenced to probation in exchange for cooperating with authorities as they prosecute the accused mastermind. Paul Grazier of Normal was sentenced to 30 months probation last week after pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit tax evasion. And the McLean County chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is holding a rapid response gathering Wednesday night following last weekend's mass shootings. The event is at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the McLean County Museum of History. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine comes your way today at noon and 6 p.m. After nearly three decades working at the Bloomington Housing Authority, Gloria Hersey is calling it a career. The retiring Hersey spent the last 24 years as Resident Services Director at BHA, putting her on the front lines of a world many in Bloomington Normal never see. In this Sound Ideas preview, WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson spoke to Hersey about her career and the changing face of public housing.
Gloria Hersey didn't just work in public housing. She lived in public housing. While living at the Wood Hill family apartments, she landed a job at the Bloomington Housing Authority. Hersey says this was a blessing and sometimes a double-edged sword.
Because I knew both sides and I could advocate. And sometimes I advocated very loudly, you know, for the residents. I really backed our resident councils. We had resident councils in our site at that time. I never was a part of it because, you know, I was a working mom. And so by the time I got off work, because I worked in the factory, you know, I claimed to be real tired, and I was, but I just didn't get off into, you know, the different, like the resident councils, but I backed them. Whatever I could do to support them, I always did that.
Hersey's experience as a former public housing resident gave her a unique perspective on the obstacles many low-income families face.
I saw a lot of things, you know, but I vested myself as a resident living on site. You know, I wanted to be someone who was there not only for me and my children, but for my neighbors. So it all kind of, you know, started like that. You know, I went through a job loss and a divorce, and I decided, okay, Lord, what am I going to do now? And when he showed me, okay, school, college, and I'm like, ah. So I always have to say that I was a very angry, young, black woman, mother so far, and thus far going to school, but it really paid off. It paid off.
While living at Wood Hill, single mother Hersey decided to enroll in Illinois State University to study social work. She was drawn to the field because, as she puts it, her purpose and mission in life has always been the helping field.
It came down through the generations. You know, I come from a family of beauticians, barbers, teachers. My grandparents and my parents, you know, they were sharecroppers. So the helping field just came natural to me. And I agreed to, within myself, okay, if this is me, let's do me. I chose social work, which was not new to me. It just put a name to what I've done all my life and what all my family members have done. We just didn't have a name like social work.
You can hear more of this interview with retiring Bloomington Housing Authority Resident Services Director Gloria Hersey today on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, there's some free music under the stars tonight at the Miller Park Bandstand. It's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Tonight's music is the classic rock of Sweetwater. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.